Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about lose weight in Chinese. We have Dean Onish. Dean is the founder and president of Preventive Medicine Research Institute. He is also the professor of medicine in UCSF. Hi, Dean. 你好.
Hi, Xiaolan. Great to see you again.
Good to see you. I'm a big fan of your book, Eat More, Weigh Less.
Thank you.
So can you please share with us how to eat more and weigh less?
Well, most people try to lose weight by simply changing the amount of food, eating less food. And you can obviously lose weight if you eat less food, but it's hard to sustain that because sooner or later people get tired of feeling hungry and they get off the diet and then they blame themselves for not having enough discipline or willpower when in fact they may be just going about it in the wrong way. If you change the type of food, you don't have to be as concerned about the amount of food. And the reason is that fat has 9 calories per gram, whereas protein and carbs have only 4. So when you eat less fat, you're going to eat fewer calories, even if you eat the same amount of food or even a little more food, because the food is less dense in calories. So step one is to eat less fat. Step two is to reduce the amount of sugar. Because, you know, if you eat an apple, you're going to get full before you get too many calories. The fiber fills you up before you get too many calories. Mm-hmm. But you can consume virtually unlimited amounts of sugar without getting full. And the sugar gives you a triple whammy. It gives you all these calories that don't fill you up. It makes your blood sugars spike, which in turn causes your body to make insulin. And insulin accelerates the conversions of calories into fat. And if you're getting those calories in the form of alcohol, like wine or whiskey, the whiskey gets converted to sugar, which not only causes your insulin to come up, but it also slows down your rate of metabolism. So you get a triple whammy. But when you eat a whole foods plant-based diet, the food is naturally low in fat. So it's naturally very not dense in calories. So you can eat whenever you're hungry. You can eat till you're full. Often people find they're eating more food more frequently. And yet because the food is so much lower in the density of calories, they're actually consuming fewer calories. So they lose weight without hunger and without deprivation.
Wow, I think everybody should learn how to do that. And the way to say to lose weight in Chinese, we say 减重.
减重.
减重. 减 is to deduct, to reduce. 减.
减.
减 is a third tone, so we go down and then up. 减.
减.
减. And weight is 重.
重.
重 is the fourth tone, so we go down and you can make it slightly longer. 重.
减重.
减重. So to lose the weight. And then a very common way of saying it, instead of saying 减重, people in the media, they often say 减肥.
减肥.
减肥. 减 is the same word to reduce, to deduct. And 肥, that actually means fat. And you probably can hear the sound, fei.
Yes, I'm writing this down here. Fei.
Fei. So 减肥 is a common word to describe someone to want to lose weight. And it's a little bit specific, not only the weight, because in human weight, we know there's muscle, there's water, there's bones and fat too.
Right.
But then to lose fat is actually probably healthier in a way. You want to increase the weight of your muscle.
So 减肥.
减肥,
减肥, 减肥.
Yeah, to lose fat.
And the tone on fei, is it going up or down?
It's going up, second tone. 减肥,
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 减肥. So it means lose fat. And then to say lose weight in general, it's just the weight. It doesn't matter, is that water or fat or muscle, 减重.
减重.
减重, you got it.
Got it.
You see? And it's amazing. You mentioned earlier that the ancient Chinese diet was very healthy.
Yes.
Until a couple of decades ago when they started adopting Western diet.
Yes. There's a friend and colleague of mine named Colin Campbell wrote a book called The China Study.
Mm-hmm.
And he followed people in China over decades.
Yes.
And he found that, especially in rural China, where they tended to eat a whole foods plant-based diet, almost exclusively fruits, vegetables, whole grains, legumes, soy products, as they come in nature, that heart disease and diabetes and prostate, breast, colon cancer were very rare. He had often a hard time even finding cases. Unfortunately, over the last 30, 40, 50 years, people in China have started to eat like Americans, live like Americans, and now die like Americans. And heart disease and cancer are at the same rates in China now as they are in the United States. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the subgroups of people in China who continue to eat the way that their ancestors did, they still have very rare rates of these conditions. And so what we're learning in the United States is to copy, you know, the way that you and your ancestors were eating until 40 or 50 years ago. It's really the healthiest way to eat. It's also the least expensive. And you can eat abundantly because the food is naturally low in calories and low in fat.
Mm-hmm. And in your job, of course, you improve the health for millions of people. At the same time, there's always the counter influence. Like, for example, my daughter in her school, you can't talk about someone who is fat because that's body shame.
Yes.
And then now we can't even comment on people when we actually care about their health and they think you are embarrassing them.
Well, it depends. We also teach people, diet is only one of the four components of my program. The others include exercise, managing stress, using things like meditation or Tai Chi, and love and support. We call it social support, but it's just love.
Right.
So learning how to talk to each other is a big part of the love and support. So if you say, oh, you're fat and I don't like that, that's not going to make people feel loved. If you say, I love you, let's say, obviously you're very beautiful, but let's assume that you were fat and I was concerned about you. I'd say, Shaolan, I love you. I'm really concerned about you. I want you to live a long time so I can have you to hug and be my friend and talk to for a long, long time, many years to come.
And I'll do everything for you, Dean. If you say that to me, I'll do everything.
It's a very different, one pushes you away, one brings you in.
Right.
So when you focus on communicating your feelings as opposed to your thoughts,
right.
If I say, I think you should lose weight, then you're going to feel judged and you're going to want to do the opposite.
Mm-hmm. So what we should do is we should reduce the fat to the healthy weight.
That's true. You don't want to, it's like the three bears. I don't know if they have that story in China, but
three bears.
Not too hot, not too cold, just right, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Not too fat, too skinny, just right.
Exactly. That's great. Thank you. And I grew up in Asia, and then in my size, I'm 174. I'm considered to be masculine, and then the culture there just didn't appreciate this much. They felt like I was too masculine and too big for them. And when I come to England and come to America, people say, you are skinny. I'm not skinny. I'm normal.
Right.
But then depends on the cultural perception. People judge you differently.
It's true. It's true. But you're very beautiful, so I wouldn't worry about what you
say. Thank you. And healthy. That's the key. Right. Right.
Healthy is beautiful.
Thank you. Healthy is beautiful. That's it. Healthy is the new beauty.
They tend to go together.
That's right. Thank you so much, Dean, for joining us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. Today, we talk about loose weight, 减肥, 减重 in Chinese. I hope you enjoy it, and please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Dean.
再见.
再见. 再见.